Hey, y'all got some more ice?
Remy on the beat.
Yeah. I got lean habits. I got Kim up in the trenches, never seen a paddy. I was raised by my granny, barely seen my pappy. Now I'm paid, I got bitches calling me daddy. And my main bitch have mood swings, I got lean habits. I got lean habits. I got Kim folk in the trenches, never seen an ass. Yup, I keep a killer with me, ready for that action. And you know I got it on me, you ain't gotta ask.
Yo, 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 welcome to Mates Incorporated Podcasting. This is your boy Eddie Hendricks here, also known as That One Ellie. And welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast. Well, this is Mates Incorporated, where we dive deep into a variety of different things, you know, such as, you know, random scenarios, interviews, album reactions, you know, even wild updated social media posts that we find to be just outlandish, you know, some of the things that we see every day, and we can discuss it, you know, as a family. Yes, and I'm super thrilled, you know, to be here with you all today for our first episode of Mates Podcasting. You know, it took me a long time to get to this very point. I was kind of having reasonable doubts. I didn't think I could do it. I was like, who would potentially listen to me? What do I have to offer to the world, or what platform am I going to use to stand on? But also, you know, in this podcast, you know, whether you're a seasoned listener like me, or you're just dipping your toes into podcasting, you need something to listen to on the way to work or on the way to class, before class, while you're studying, you know, I hope to be that guy to help you guys out. I aim to provide you with insightful conversations, expert guest and thought-provoking discussions, you know, that will try to both, you know, inform and entertain. You know, I still want to get a message across from to you guys. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is still being informative about certain things. In each episode, you know, we tackle a lot of different things, you know, inside of our updated society, such as things that's going on with us in here in 2024. It's a pretty crazy year, I will say, but we want to sit back and we're going to explore some of them, and maybe come to our own conclusions. Maybe you guys can have a different opinion than I do. Of course, you know, we're going to be drawing from the expertise of our guests and my own experiences. So I'm not just going to have somebody on here and not express my way as well. You know, I think we're all here to, you know, challenge the assumptions. Let's spark some curiosity. And, you know, most likely just inspire action, not just, you know, just listening to something and going about our day, but kind of inspiring actions to actually do something with the knowledge that we kind of have of, or that I'm sharing with you, or you guys might share with me, or we just talk about why things look the way they do in front of our faces. But before all that, let's just talk about you all, you know. Before we dive into any of that, I just want to take a moment to heartfelt and to express my gratitude to each and every one of you all for tuning in. You know, this is my first platform. I've never really had a platform to express myself or to express on a larger scale individually. So thank you all for tuning in, to listening to me, even as for 5 minutes or however the duration is. But, you know, starting a podcast is a journey, and, you know, I'm extremely and incredibly grateful to have you all along with me for the ride. You know, I feel like we will have some very exciting moments, and I will look back on our first episode and say, wow, that's crazy. I said what? I did what? We started from this much equipment, and now we have this. You know, there's no telling where this might take me. I definitely had, you know, dreams and aspirations of doing a lot of other things, you know, but this has by far been taking over my brain. I feel like it's a sign for me to actually put forth the effort to do it, to share a message, because I feel like I don't express myself, and the knowledge that I know is just within me, and I feel like everybody else should have a piece of it as well. None of this stuff is scripted. This is kind of me to you, or me to whoever's listening. But So without further ado, let's kick it off this adventure together. You know, let's get ready to explore. Hopefully we have some fun along the way. But thank you again for joining me on this journey. And welcome to Mates Podcasting.
Woo!
Whoa! That's crazy. But I guess you guys want to know a little bit more about me. You know, I'm 22. I turned 23 on March 15th. That's my birthday. Yes, Pisces gang, the best gang, the original gang. I'm glad to have the fellow Pisces listening as well. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. You know, go Jags, go Jags. Even though we're not always at the top of the list, the Jaguars are always going to have a spot in my heart from being the home team. And the underdogs, go underdogs. Under any circumstance, I'm picking the Jags. I don't care if it's against Patty Mahomes or what's Broski name? Anybody else, Aaron Rodgers, I'm picking the Jags. Underdogs for life. I think we'll forever be a underdog team, but not to get stuck on that. I attend Fort Valley State University. You know, I'm a graduating senior. I study biology. I'm a biology major with a concentration in allied health sciences. With that being said, I have future plans of becoming a travel doctor. Oh, goodness, Graham, going so fast. But I have plans on becoming a travel doctor in occupational therapy. I feel like that's been also a dream of mine since I was exiting high school. I feel like I've always known I wanted to do something in the allied health field. This is my first time podcasting, so this is new to me. This equipment is new to me. Recording is new to me. Having a natural feel or a natural flow is still new to me. I'm standing on my platform as Mates, M-A-T-E-S. And, you know, you're probably asking, what is Mates? What is that? Why do you call them a mate? Why do you call him or her or they mates? But mates to me means male alliance that empowers our society. I feel like a lot of young men, we are able to empower so much that we don't think we have the ability to. We have all the natural resources that we need to empower our society. We have the greatest tool ever, which is social media. A lot of people don't talk about it as a tool, more of a device that kind of controls your way of thinking, but if you use it the right way, there shouldn't be a reason why it's not the greatest tool to use on earth. By far, I think that's the number one platform to actually bring us as people together. The first thing you think about going to Instagram or Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, but you're not really running towards the news. You're not going to get it from the news. You're going to get it from your first-hand source, which is your phone that also has every social media platform. You know, so I think that Males Alliance, it's nothing crazy, nothing too wild, if that makes sense, but Male Alliance is definitely it's a thing to where we don't think that we can build an alliance. It's not against women. It's to fight off the wiles of the devil that, you know, that just might come in and try to tear down our society, tear down the things that we were built on principles as men, changing back the narrative of what it means to be a traditional man, to be a high, what's the word I want to use? I don't want to say high value because I'm sounding like my guy, Kevin Samuels, but just being high in morality, being rich in spirit rather than being rich in, you know, a wealthy sense, you know. But what does Mates mean to me? I started Mates maybe back last. I've been saying it for about 2 years now. The first time I heard Mates, it was off the Future song. He was like, what's up, mate? Got cake, mate. I forgot what song that was. I'm going to pull it up later. That was a banger, by the way, with him and Young Thug. It's just amazing. But I actually took that platform and I used it for myself. And I was like, I already love the platform Future has. You know, I'm a big Future fan. I think anybody over here knows, me personally knows, I'm a big advocate for Future. Not saying I follow or duplicate the things that he says or does in his day-to-day sense, but he makes some outstanding music, and I think I'm a product of good music and still being a good person all around. But mates to me means that I have an alliance to this young man next to me on my left, or a young man right to me that's on my right. That's just kind of just what it is. It's a bond rather than being said. You can be the bond that's actually made between young men are so easy, and it's just, it's so crazy. You can see the same young man walking down the street every day, and eventually you guys gonna start shaking hands, or you guys want to start actually conversing. You see a person for so long, you're gonna start conversing with them. How you doing, Austin? I seen you yesterday, everything's still good. Then you guys dive into a deeper and deeper conversation. What are you getting into later? You know what I'm saying? You gonna watch the game? You guys watching the game or something like that? Then it's stuff like that. So it's like, it's kind of so easy for men to be able to have a sense of, I guess you could say, partnership. And it's like, because you don't know somebody doesn't mean you shouldn't be a brother to them. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the color is, the ethnic background, or anything like that, you should always still treat the next man as if they're your brother. And I treat all my guys like that. I have a multitude of guys. I can't even name you the list, but Motion Headquarters, you guys know who you are. NPM, you guys know who you are. You guys kind of set the way for me to have this platform. I want to shout out a lot of people for this. I want to shout out, you know, Eve. I want to shout out my family, some of my friends. Shout out to Shay, you know what I'm saying? She had a conversation with me, and it kind of just stuck. I was like, how'd you feel if I started a podcast and things like that? But I've been talking about this for a long time, and I'm kind of glad that I was able to start somewhere. I'm recording right now on campus, you know, using the resources that I have with me. Surprisingly, I didn't think I was going to ever get this far, but this is my first episode to you. And, you know, before you guys laugh and say, man, this is garbanzo, before you guys say this is garbanzo, I know this is going to be a really trashy episode, but to me, it's going to be a milestone. Like, I did something. This has potential for me. Honestly, if you're still driving and you're listening to this, it's like, wow, what is he talking about? But there's going to be a list of different things of my own experiences growing up in Jacksonville. I will say the main thing I loved the most about Jacksonville was being able to go to the beach. Being able to go to the landing too. Having those child nostalgic moments. Those are some things that you just kind of just live for, but no longer, the landing's no longer there. Everybody listening from Jacksonville. I used to love doing all kind of things, going to the mosh. If you guys know, then you guys just know. I used to love going to different places around Jacksonville, but I would definitely say I'm family oriented, and I definitely love the idea of seeing art. I'm a big art advocate. I love anime movies and cartoons as well. I love being able to be outside. I have a beautiful dog. His name is Scotch. Maybe one day you guys might hear him on the podcast. He's a Oski, so he's an Australian cattle dog and also a husky as well. If you guys know, you guys know. I love wrestling. Not like physically, like right, put somebody in a full Nelson, LOL, if you know, you know. But I love sports. I love basketball. These are some things I'm just passionate about myself, just so you guys can get to know me. So you may ask, what is this platform? What are you talking about? How are you doing it? Are you just rambling? I probably am. You know, I didn't really want this episode to be scripted in any way, form, or fashion, or have something specific to talk to, only because I didn't know how long I wanted this episode to be. But I also wanted to be heartfelt and to get it off my chest and off my mind, to say, hey, I did this, and I can't wait to go to the next level. I feel like this is very essential. because there's, you guys may say this episode is garbage. Please end it, or you guys just might stop tuning into it. But for me, it's a proud moment being able to have my first episode, learning how to do this on the way. So you guys might have to work with me, or transitioning to stream. If I might start streaming on Twitch, or I might start a Patreon. And I'm not doing this for, you know, monetary values. I'm doing it because I feel like I have a message to send to you all. Of course, I don't have the message today right now, but it's very interesting to see how I was able to do stuff like this, you know. Hopefully you guys, the next episode you guys tune into, I might have the Deep Sea King Antoine, one of my closest mates on here. But man, it's been a crazy week. Let me start my week off. It's just been pretty wild. You know, last week was homecoming here at Fort Valley State University. It was great. I had a great time. My last homecoming, the basketball homecoming here. And I am baffled. You know, I enjoyed the game. I had it on. I had a Louis V sweater. I was just looking the part. I didn't take any pictures, though. But I had a great time. I'm thinking I'm finna come back home, change, and go out. I get back home with my guys, and all of a sudden, my stuff is gone. Like, not anything crazy, but, like, my PlayStation was missing, and a couple of my shoes as well. So you might be saying, what is this man talking about in his first episode? Like, apparently somebody, like, broke in into, like, my home here in Fort Valley, snuck through the back window some type of way, took all our stuff. Took multiple PlayStations, took my book bag, and it was just really chaotic trying to get that in order and still trying to get that back. They didn't really take anything too supplemental, like my MacBook, my podcasting equipment, or my iPad. They just took the PlayStation and some shoes, but I'm glad it could have been a lot worse than what it was. But long story short, they took the stuff. I had my AirPods inside that bag. And inside they didn't know my AirPods were inside the book bag, and I was able to track them down. I'm not going to go into details about what happened after that, but just know that it's a crazy situation. And I'm glad to be able to come out and say that, hey, we did something about that. Better than a lot of detectives probably would have done. We kind of helped them for the big snatch and grab at the end. But to move forward on that, you know, I still have a PlayStation 4. Not too big of a fan, because I heard some stuff come about the PlayStation 6. You know, I'm not sure how, if that's true or not, if that's coming anytime soon, but I definitely see myself getting a PlayStation 6 before I see myself getting a PlayStation 5. I have a lot of unpopular opinions. There's no telling what kind of things or ideas I just have just lurking out. I can give you guys my top 5 music artists. I think that would tell you guys a lot about me as well. For number one, I'm going to go with Future Hendrix, the GOAT of rap. I don't care. I don't think he gets enough credit. He doesn't get enough credit for the amount of bangers and the evolution of Future Hendrix, and still be able to have that same sound and still be relevant in today's time. Because it's easily to be, you know, outcasted if you're not being relevant in this time in society. But number one is definitely going to go to Future Hendrix. Number two is going to be Brent Faiyaz. He's an outstanding artist. I love everything about what he creates. I love the scenarios. I love the interludes. I love the skits. You can actually can't see, but you can hear, and you know exactly what's going on. What else do I love? I love everything about his aura. You know, a guy that can carry himself, and the whole room kind of knows he's a genuine person, or he's a person. He might be not genuine, but he's a person that might actually do some bad stuff. You know, but you probably will accept it because of how he sounds, what he looks like, or what he does. Number three, going to go to Drake. It's going to go to Drake. It's going to sound really crazy. It's going to sound like a really interesting list. But I'm going to go with Drake because he's just an overall banger. I'm going to keep Kendrick in there, even though I'm not a big Kendrick listener. And I'm going to slide my last one. I'm going to either give it to Tory Lanez or I'm going to give it to Party Next Door. I feel like those guys are really special in their craft individually. But there's not too much I can say about myself. You know, I feel like you guys can get that as I go along with this podcast. The first episode isn't meant to be super long, and maybe it shouldn't be as drastic as I've been prolonging it. But, you know, the hardest part is starting. The hardest part is definitely starting. Taking the first step, it's just kind of like, whoa, I didn't expect to even be here, you know, to even start doing this for real. But again, you guys, I want to appreciate you all for tuning in, even though it's been, 21 minutes. I thank you guys for definitely tuning in to me, listening to me ramble about nonsense. But I can assure you each episode will get better and better. And I really appreciate you guys for giving me this platform to speak on. I can't tell you how excited I am to get started working with you guys to get some insightful information or have some interesting guests over here that tell us their past stories about X, Y, and Z going here for Valley State University. There's no telling who you guys might come across on this podcast. But if you guys want to have any special suggestions, you guys let me know. I'm going to be putting this on all platforms. So I'm super thankful for you all. And I just wanted to say thank you guys for having me again. And welcome to Mates Podcasting. And cheers, man. Cheers.